University of Warwick podcast series on well-being, developed by the Counselling Service. This episode is focused on emotional resilience.
Emotional resilience is the ability to adapt to stressful situations and cope with life's ups and downs. The word resilience comes from the Latin resilio, meaning to bounce back. Resilience does not eliminate stress or erase life's difficulties, but it allows you to tackle or accept problems, live through adversity, and move on with life. Whilst resilient people don't allow adversity to define them or their lives and are able to roll with the punches, less resilient people have a harder time with stress and life changes. However, being rigidly strong without flexibility may be unhelpful, leading to stress fractures. A resilient person is more like a bamboo in a hurricane, bending rather than breaking, being flexible and adaptable rather than rigidly resistant. Bridges and high buildings are resilient when they allow movement rather than holding together rigidly. So, how can you develop emotional resilience? Biological and social influences make some people seem more naturally resilient than others. But the good news is that everyone can take steps to develop greater personal emotional resilience. Know your boundaries. There is a difference between you and the cause of your suffering. Cultivate self-awareness. Take time to tune into your feelings and your body. Name your feelings. Notice when they come and why. Think about what's helpful and what's unhelpful to you. Adopt what is helpful and look after yourself. Seek helpful connections. Aim to be with people who are able to listen and be supportive whilst not trying to fix you or solve your issues. Try letting others know what you need and what you find unhelpful. Seek company that helps you feel positive. Friends, family, teachers, a helpline or a relevant workshop, book, website or training may all play a part. Practice acceptance. Stress, pain and changes are part of life. It's more helpful to accept the reality of pain rather than repress or deny it. This is not about giving up. It's about acknowledging pain, knowing that it comes and goes, and that you can survive by looking after yourself, doing what helps, and allowing support from others. Practice mindfulness. Being in the present moment without judgment or avoidance is a powerful, ancient form of healing and resilience building. It takes practice, but reminding yourself to gently come back to the present moment may be really helpful. Expect not to have all the answers immediately. You have inbuilt healing abilities. Trying to fix things by force may hinder finding your natural balance, which may take time. Allow yourself to be imperfect. Making mistakes is part of healthy living. Keep going and don't be discouraged by getting things wrong. Allow yourself not to do too many things at once and let go of some of the things you don't have to do or are not your responsibility. Allow others to be imperfect. All of us are fallible. When you're less critical and accepting of yourself, you're more able to extend this grace to others and to allow them to extend the same to you. Practice self-care. Be aware of and seek out what resources nourish you. Make sure you're not running on empty. Inner well-being is nurtured by exercising, eating healthily, getting enough sleep, good company, receiving and giving help, fun, relaxation, or having some quiet time. Consider your possibilities and goals and take realistic steps. Reflect on what is in your power to change and what isn't. Aim to accept what cannot be changed and consider what can be. Is there a different way of seeing your current situation? Might there be in the future? What choices do you have? What are your realistic goals? They may be very small to start with. Keep going and don't give up. Express yourself. When things seem to spin around inside or you feel preoccupied, it may be helpful to express things in writing, to a friend or creatively. You may choose to free yourself from unhelpful ruminating by bringing yourself to the present. You could go to the gym, bake a cake, walk, paint, do some yoga, volunteer, or practice self-care or mindfulness. Keep things in perspective. Try to look at day-to-day issues from a broader perspective. Humour, a sense of purpose, love and giving to others, and other spiritual perspectives may also help. Practice optimism. Is there a good side to a bad situation? If so, consider both sides. If possible, allow yourself to appreciate what is good, even in the midst of pain. When possible, see crises as challenges to be overcome, rather than insurmountable problems. Remember what you have overcome in the past and your previous successes, and draw strength and confidence from this. Notice your warning signs. Notice signs that you're experiencing vulnerability, such as sleeplessness, anxiety, hopelessness, joylessness, loss or gain in appetite, headaches or sickness, and then take steps to look after yourself, such as talking to someone and practicing self-care. If warning signs persist, speak to your doctor, your parent or carer, or a school teacher. Nurture a positive view of yourself. Imagine you are your own best friend or someone you really care about. What care, love, patience, kindness, hope, encouragement and forgiveness would you offer this person? Offer this to yourself. Trust yourself. Attach less importance to what others think. Resist making comparisons with others, however difficult things are. You are in charge of yourself and have choices.
Please see the Warwick Counselling Service website for further information and links to sources of support both within and outside of the university. You may also find it helpful to talk to a counsellor in the service. We offer individual appointments, group therapy, email counselling, and run workshops throughout term time focused on specific issues. You can register for counselling directly on the website or telephone the service on 02476 523 761.